All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Folks, plain and simple, things are going from bad to worse for the Chicago White Sox. Now, the White Sox were victorious today over the Detroit Tigers, but you look at the White Sox record right now, and overall, they have a record of 47-50. And it's hard to believe that this team began the year with a record of 23-10, and they appeared to be ready to run away with things in the American League Central. But things have really fallen apart for the White Sox. You look at their offense, and they are near the bottom of most major statistical categories in the American League for offense. Now, the pitching has been there between Chris Sale and Jose Quintana, and of course you have Dave Robertson closing games in the ninth inning, but the offense simply has not been there. And the bottom, to me, officially fell out this past Saturday when starting pitcher Chris Sale was scratched from his scheduled start that Saturday night, and he was actually sent home by team officials. And the word has come out now that the reason why Sale was sent home was due to the fact that he did not want to wear the 1976 throwbacks that night, as he felt that they were uncomfortable. And Sale took it upon himself to cut up the jerseys, and thus he was sent home by general manager Rick Hahn. And I mean, it's a situation where there's no winners involved. If you're Sale, you can't do that. I know that pitchers typically have their preference of what jersey that they want to wear, but it's a situation, you know, where the White Sox, like a lot of other teams, not only in baseball but in professional sports, they go out there and they're promoting other jerseys. They're promoting throwbacks. We've seen it in the NBA where some players have had issues with the jerseys, some of the jerseys now that have sleeves. And in these specific jerseys, you know, Sale simply felt uncomfortable. And I think what would have been best was for both him and the team to come to some median ground, and that was not the case. But you look at the White Sox, and let's not forget about it. This was the same team back in spring training that Adam LaRoche simply said, you know what, I'm retiring, after the Sox president of baseball operations, Kenny Williams, said that his son was around the clubhouse too often, and some of his teammates took up for him, and Kenny Williams wasn't having any of it. And, you know, now you're seeing the dysfunction again. Now, of course, I think this was a little bit more than just this situation with Chris Sale. I mean, this has been brewing for a while between him and the White Sox front office. You hear how Sale's agent is really speaking up for him now. And I honestly, the bottom line is this: now is the perfect time for both Sale and the White Sox to part. You're not going anywhere. Sale is one of the best pitchers in the American League. Honestly, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. And it's a situation where, you know what, you have several teams that will be more than willing to take Sale services. And I guarantee you, on those teams, more than likely, you won't have an issue like this where, you know, there's an issue over a jersey, because typically on bad teams, this is where these situations come up. You look at a team like the Boston Red Sox, they are definitely interested in Chris Sale. You also look at a team like the Chicago Cubs, the White Sox crosstown rival, albeit I don't ever see a situation where the Cubs and White Sox agreeing to a trade like that. But definitely a team like the Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays as well. You look at Seattle Mariners, they're trying to hang around in the race. Then you go over to the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers could definitely use another arm, as could the Miami Marlins, St. Louis Cardinals, and Pittsburgh Pirates, as all of these teams are trying to hang around in the postseason race. But the bottom line is this: now is the time to make this happen. You see the frustration between Sale and the front office. Obviously, like I said before, it's more to it than just this. This is the bottom line is, this was the icing on the cake. But you look at this White Sox organization, and situations like this are why teams don't win championships. Because when you have good teams and you have good chemistry, you never hear about issues like this, because guys simply want to go out there and play, and guys simply want to go out there and win. And you also don't hear situations where teams are putting forth their whatever uniform combo that they want the guys to wear over the fact of somebody feeling comfortable or not. I go back years ago when John Elway was the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos decided to go away from their famed orange crush uniforms to the dark blue uniforms. And there was a uniform combo that had them wearing blue jerseys and blue pants. And John Elway did not like the idea. He wanted to be with the blue jerseys and the white pants, and thus the Broncos scrapped that. Why? Because John Elway had that type of pull in that organization, and he still does to this very day. And like I said before, it should have been a situation where you had a happy median, but like I said, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, this is why bad teams continue to win, because once you have situations like this, obviously you have taken away from winning, and you're worried about more than the superficial stuff. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.